Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski delivered the Republican response to President Obama's weekly radio address Saturday. She spoke against the nearly $790 billion economic stimulus package the Democratic-led Congress passed last week.
Democrats, it seems, settled on a random dollar amount in the neighborhood of $1 trillion and then set out to fill the bucket. Republicans, on the other hand, thought that we should figure out what was at the root of the problem and then see how much it would cost to fix.
Senator Murkowski followed standard practice and recorded the address on Friday before actually hearing or reading President Obama's radio address. It was her first time delivering the response, which is a role reversed for Republican leaders. Murkowski was asked to give it because she is now one of three senators serving as counsel to Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. She's the only woman currently in that role. Alaska's senior senator says she lucked into delivering the radio address on such a high-profile weekend right after the stimulus debate.
We had talked about this some weeks ago and talking about, well, as part of the leadership team that I'm now on, it's like, okay, you know, we're all going to take turns doing the radio address, and so I'll do it this weekend, you do it this weekend, Lisa, you do it this weekend. It just so happens that it's the weekend following the stimulus, so we didn't time it that way. It just kind of fell on my calendar day. I suppose I should feel special.
Murkowski says she's enjoying her position of appointed counselor to Senator McConnell because, unlike in elected party leadership, she doesn't have to be as mindful of how she's representing the party and can instead focus on her own ideas.
I'm asked for my input, my advice. I can speak up and be a participant that way, perhaps without some of the confines. It's actually a pretty good place to be. But I am cognizant of the fact that other members of my conference are looking to me and what I'm saying and what I'm doing.
Earlier this month, Murkowski met with a group of moderate Democrats and Republicans to try and hammer out a compromise on the stimulus package. But she left the bargaining table, saying it wasn't going in the direction she wanted. Now, over the weekend, she was the voice of the party against the bill. In her nearly 5.5 minute long address, Murkowski called the Democrats' stimulus plan wasteful and burdensome to local and state governments, and expressed concerns about the debt the country is already under. She referenced her home state once.
One Alaska school superintendent said that the increased funding means new services in his district, but that once the stimulus funding runs out, he won't be able to pay for them. And canceling some of these programs once they've been created, he said, would expose his district to lawsuits.
Senator Murkowski's office would not say which Alaskan superintendent made those comments. President Obama plans to sign the stimulus package into law tomorrow. In his radio address, he touted the chance to upgrade America's schools, health facilities, and energy sources, and called the plan necessary.
It will save or create more than 3.5 million jobs over the next 2 years, ignite spending by businesses and consumers alike, and lay a new foundation for our lasting economic growth and prosperity.
Obama also announced a website that will track spending of the stimulus money. The latest estimates say it will mean 8,000 jobs for Alaska and bring to the state $175 million in highway funding, more than $93 million in state stabilization funds, and $28 million in state energy programs.